Welcome to Scale Your Charisma, the podcast for innovative sales and marketing leaders. I'm Jeff Leo Herman, and as the head of growth and innovation at Fathom, I'm simply happy to share how we use video, content, and social media to scale our relationships and revenue. A mind blade, this ain't no phase, no longer grazing
in this field I once laid. Hey, it's Jeff, and thanks for joining me today. We're going to tell a social selling insight story, and more specifically, how to convert leads at a personal level. And why are we doing this? What's the context? Well, next week is Content Marketing World, September 7th through the 9th, here in Cleveland, Ohio. 4,000 marketers from across the globe are descending upon Cleveland to have a blast and learn a ton and have fun with Joe Polizzi and his crew. And we're thrilled to be participating in Content Marketing World. We have a session called Three Methods to Enable a Socially Savvy Salesforce, and it's effectively subtitled Social Selling 101. So not only do we have the benefit of presenting, but other great content marketing and sales leaders like Marcus Sheridan, like Ian Altman will be in attendance, and it should be a lot of fun. The entire sales track that day at Content Marketing World should be a blast. But you know, I'm working through the presentation, right? And we have a model we've developed, so really a very simple yet powerful model to enable a socially savvy sales force and how to drive a social selling program. And the model is comprised of three levels: a governance strategy, an insight strategy, and of course an engagement strategy. We're going to dig into each one of those specifically as far as how to enable a socially savvy sales force at Content Marketing World. But I wanted to share a story that I'm going to share next week, but I love this story every time I tell it. It's really around the insights portion. So how do you connect with leads at a more personal level, and how can social selling strategies and methodologies help you connect with leads at a more personal level? So here's the insight. So I think, like most of you, if you depend upon not only great relationships with existing clients, but lead generation strategies, right? Getting people to your website to convert them to fill out a form. You know, for our case, for example, any form fill we get, a contact us, a pricing request, a submit RFP, all of those form fills get fast-tracked as an alert to my inbox. And when they hit my inbox, I get really excited. I just love to see leads come in all day long. And of course, the team has, you know, there's a great methodology and process behind lead disposition, but I can't help if I have some free time and a lead comes in that looks interesting, I can't help but to check them out on LinkedIn. So I always, before I make a callback, always check a lead on LinkedIn, give it a quick scan their profile, see what they're all about, see what I can kind of determine, you know, their behaviors and motivations from their LinkedIn profile. And one day, several months ago, I got a lead from a great person named Diane, and looked like a really good company, really interesting company. I hit LinkedIn, found her pretty quickly, scanned the profile. In the summary section, she said, not only is she a curious marketer, and she, you know, calls herself a marketing geek, a self-proclaimed marketing geek, but in the summary, she said, one day, she wants to be shot out of a cannon. And I thought, bingo, this is awesome. That's fantastic. I can't wait to call her. She left me such a great nugget on her LinkedIn profile. So I quickly was so excited to give her a call to find out why she wants to be shot out of a cannon. Picked up the phone, gave her a ring. We're talking, you know, our method is to call leads back, or people that contact us, to contact them back within 5 minutes, right? So we're talking, I'm 3 minutes into this process. She had just hit the website, just filled out a form. Alert went off. I got it, looked in LinkedIn, and I'm calling her back here 3 minutes later. She picks up the phone. She's at her desk. Hey, it's Diane. Diane, it's Jeff from Fathom. Thanks for contacting us about, you know, curious about our Marketo services. First question, why do you want to be shot out of a cannon someday? What's up with that? And she was like, oh, hey, apparently you read my LinkedIn profile. I was like, yes. So we dug into the story. She's a great person, a really cool person. And she told me a story about her family background and their experience with the circus, and then how one day she wants to be shot out of a cannon, simply from a family standpoint. And just that's, you know, we dug into a lot of her background and just had a great conversation, built a great rapport through this conversation. And 10 minutes later, after we're done sharing stories about growing up with our unique experiences and backgrounds, I said, oh, by the way, you did call about a specific business request around, you know, servicing your marketing automation platform. I'd love to help you. And she said, oh, no doubt, you know, well, let's just set a time and come down and see me. And so we set up a meeting in person for the next week. And I tell you what, that was that method, that the minute it took me to scan her profile and determine a strategy or an insight I could use to call her back and engage her was well worth it, because she's a great person. We hit it off, we built a rapport, and you know, the trust and credibility curve, it, you know, greatly accelerated through that time, because we seemed to connect on a deeper level. And then from that some point, we did have business conversations, and to this point, it's been a great relationship that I still retain, you know, via a number of methods. And so that's one of the insights we will be sharing, is what are the tips and tricks and methods, and how can you take a minute to scale your relationships and ultimately scale your revenue by using social selling strategies and insights. So that'll be featured next week at the talk at Content Marketing World. I'm really looking forward to seeing all of you there. And have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Bye.